On the Carpet by Eve Ward, with Martin Jarvis, Barbara Lott, and Pat Coombs.
It all started on a beautiful day, in May, the 5th to be exact, at 10:30 or thereabouts. It was the kind of day England does rather well when it tries. Sunshine, a balmy breeze coaxing the daffodils and crocuses out of the soil, and all seemed right with the world. Mortimer the cat was lying in his favourite place right by the radiator in the hall with his paws up in the air, heralding the coming of spring, or doing his cat push-ups, as me Auntie Vi likes to say. But I digress. This isn't about the weather or our cat, Mortimer. It's about the man on our carpet.
Mother! Come quickly! Mother!
Keep your hair on, I'm coming. Now, what is it, Tony?
Look!
What is that man doing on my carpet, Tony?
He's dead, Mother.
Dead? How do you mean dead?
Dead as in extinct and no more.
On my carpet? What cheek! How did he die?
I don't know. It's a complete mystery to me.
You mean you weren't in the room?
Of course I was in the room. In front of him, in fact, leaning nonchalantly on the mantelpiece.
You? You haven't been nonchalant since you were a baby.
One minute he was standing there. The next, he flopped down on his face. Dead.
Fancy dying on someone else's carpet. Very thoughtless, if you ask me.
I don't think he had much choice in the matter, Mother. It seemed rather sudden. Struck down in life would appear to be an apt simile.
Who is he?
I've no idea.
You've no idea? What kind of an answer is that? Are you being provocative to your mother again?
The bell rang, I opened the door, and this man was standing there. He said he had to see me. It was important.
What was?
The reason why he wanted to see me.
And was it?
I don't know. He died before he could tell me.
All I did was go to the supermarket, and the minute my back is turned, a man, a total stranger, rings my bell and drops dead on carpet. This is queer, Tony. Very queer. I feel an agonising pain in my left arm. I can't stand surprises.
I brought him in here, asked him if he wanted a cup of tea, and whoosh, dropped like a sack of potatoes.
Are you sure he's dead? He might have been up all night and in need of a rest.
He's dead, I checked. I took that first aid course, remember?
We can't have him cluttering up the carpet like that. It's not done.
So what are we going to do with him then?
Not a thing. We don't know him.
We should call the doctor and the police.
Here?
Yes, here. He's dead here, isn't he?
But we can't!
Why can't we?
The room hasn't been vacuumed.
He's past caring.
I'm not. You're calling no one till I get the vacuum in here. Now, go and ring your Auntie Ivy. She'll have to know. If she finds out about this from other sources, we'll be for it.
What are you doing now, Maud?
What does it look like I'm doing, Vi?
Well, it looks like you're vacuuming.
Then I am.
But won't you disturb that gentleman on the carpet?
He's not on the carpet, Vi.
Yes, he is. Face down, I'm looking at him.
The man is dead. So he's not there. A technical point, but necessary under the circumstances, which are decidedly fishy.
Oh, did he say dead?
Don't you dare faint, I forbid it. I'm far too busy to catch you.
Mother, what are you doing?
Trying to lift his feet. I don't want to vacuum round him. Give me a hand, Tony.
You're not supposed to move him.
Not ever.
I just don't think we should move him till the doctor and the police have seen him, Auntie Vi. They'll have to take note of the exact position of the body.
Like on television, Tony, with murders and things. Has he been murdered?
No, of course not. I was the only one in the room with him. I certainly didn't kill him.
Look how sprawled and untidy he is. Such a sight. Can't we just close his legs?
No, not a hair, not a finger.
I don't want to move a hair or a finger, just his legs. You'll know the difference.
We move nothing.
It might have been a poison dart.
Eh?
A poison dart blown by the murderer through the window.
What window?
Either window.
My window? Someone blew a poison dart through my window. I'll death.
No one's thrown or blown any poison darts through any window. Now, are you done, Mother? I must ring the doctor.
Why? He's dead, isn't he? Waste a journey for the doctor, and you know how they go on about calling them out unless it's important.
You're right, Vi. Move the chair, will you?
Oh.
We have to have a doctor to certify he's dead.
Who is he?
Someone my Tony let into the house.
Oh.
That's better. Where are the blue curtains, Vi?
Oh, they're very sombre, Maud.
I know, but we can't have flowered curtains on the window with a dead person lying there. They're a riot of colour. It's not seemly. People will think we don't know how to behave.
You're going to change the wallpaper as well?
Don't be daft. It was only done 6 months ago. I'm not going to all that expense for someone who's common enough to drop dead without so much as an appointment. Vi?
Yes.
The blue curse.
Mother.
And give Mortimer a brush. He's been on the tiles again.
Yes, Lord, yes.
They won't be coming to see the room, the curtains, or Mortimer, Mother. They'll be coming to see the corpse.
Don't raise your voice to me like that, Tony. It's most unpleasant.
I'm sorry, Mother. I'm trying to keep sane.
No one kept saying by shouting.
I'll remember that.
Did you ring our Ivy?
Yes.
Well, how is she?
Same.
She would be, wouldn't she? She's Ivy, so she's not likely to be anyone else, is she? You do talk rubbish at times, Tony. And you should know better. How did she take our little problem?
With relief.
Relief? How do you mean relief?
Relief. We had a problem worse than hers.
Isn't that just like our Ivy? No, Mortimer, darling, no, don't sit on the man's back. He's dead, you know. Now go on. Shoo, shoo. I wonder if I should move the ornaments. We don't want all our best things on show for strangers.
Don't leave them. Can't we get on, Mother, please? I've got to report the body. It's been more than half an hour already.
You'll do no such thing until the room looks right. Do you want to show your mother up? Hurry up with those curtains, Vi. They might need ironing.
No, Mother.
Oh, stop saying "oh, Mother" in those strangulated tones as if I just stepped on your toes. Go and make yourself useful. Get the ladder.
Oh, beam me up, Scotty.
And that's how it happened, Inspector.
Sergeant, dear, not Inspector.
Not yet, but we live in hope.
That's the very best way to live, isn't it, Maud?
Sorry, Sergeant.
I thought you travelled in pairs, Sergeant.
We do, as a rule, but there's been some sort of flu epidemic at the station, dropping like flies. Just as well there's not much doing at the moment.
Except for this monstrous predicament of ours. My legs are inflamed with the shock. I should have hung on to the doctor, but one doesn't like to be a nuisance, even when one is in agony. Doctors are such busy people. I must sit. Do sit, Sergeant. Everyone sit.
Well, it's different. I'll grant you that. Strange and different. No identification on him. Just money, polo mints and a hanky. Not a lot to go on, is there? I wonder who he was. And why should he want to come here to die?
It's a good home.
His clothes are the best. Fairly new, too.
I noticed that.
My son writes books, Sergeant.
You don't say?
Science fiction.
Fiction, Mother. Science fiction.
He's always had his head in the clouds.
Well known, are you, sir?
Well,
he's in Who's Who. That's it. That must be it.
What, madam?
He's got this address in Who's Who, cheeky monkey.
Well, I asked for your address.
Instead of giving his own, he gave this one.
I don't like to be disturbed when I'm writing, and I come over a few times a week.
We've had the strangest folk turning up here since he's Who's Who'd it. Never know who you're going to find on the doorstep.
We've never had a dead one before, Maud.
True. He's the first.
And he wasn't dead on the doorstep, was he, Mr. Hollingsworth?
Oh, no. I'd have never had him in if he was.
My sister Maud's made him ever so house proud.
It's the books he writes. They attract weirdos. Black holes and interpalalectic thingamis, I asked.
Intergalactic, Mother.
Why not write about clean holes for a change?
You need to go where no man's gone before in this house.
But you don't live here.
Well, I did for 30 years, which explains a lot.
Do you think this man, the corpse on the carpet, might have been a fan of yours, sir?
Well, it's possible. All kinds of people read my books.
He might have dropped in to discuss the book.
Books, Sergeant. He's had 4 published. They're even in the library. I'm very proud of him.
Are you, Mother?
Odd, the things they have in libraries these days.
They've got a photocopier in ours and plants.
So he could have dropped in as a fan, like.
That's no excuse for dying.
It's happened before. Fans coming round, I mean. Though most people phone or write first.
He obviously had no manners.
Is the man known to you, madam?
Certainly not. What an idea.
Are you sure?
Sergeant, I am not in the habit of being acquainted with folk who drop dead on people's carpets. There is a time and a place for all things, after all.
My sister Maud has recently retired from the civil service.
I took early retirement, as my son is so successful.
And so kind. We went abroad last year to Egypt.
Well, if you go to the trouble of travelling abroad, you might as well go somewhere unique.
My heart wept for the Sphinx.
The heat, the smell, the flies, the people. I know they can't be like us because they live so far away, but they could try. Mind you, they have a history, so we must forgive them.
We have nothing like the pyramids here.
I was looking forward to enjoying myself in my early retirement. Now I'm in the midst of death.
There's only one, Maud.
Have you had a gander at the courts, madam?
Miss, this is my sister. She's a miss.
I stayed close to home.
Perhaps you'd oblige me, miss.
No, I can't.
close proximity to dead things makes me faint. Even sardines, I once fainted dead away when I came face to face with two trout on the draining boat.
Yeah, I'm sure none of us were acquainted with the man, Sergeant.
If you're sure, we'll have to issue a photo, discover his identity.
Issue a photograph? Where?
Well, local papers, nationals.
Will you have to mention the location of his demise?
Madam?
My carpet, plastered all over the papers. It's seen better days as that carpet.
No need to worry. We'll cart him off to the morgue and take the photo there.
The morgue. Oh.
Watch her, Joni. Oh, she's fading. Oh. Santa with the cushion.
Are you all right, Auntie Vi? Yeah.
Mortimer, don't, Uncle Polly. That's a policeman.
Oh, I like that. Hello, pussy.
His name is Mortimer Hollingsworth. Yeah.
Sergeant Turner Mortimer. How do? Who's a fat pussy then?
Mortimer is plump, not fat, Sergeant. He has a tendency towards plumpness. There is nothing fat in this house.
Even the plants are on less than 1,000 calories a day.
Have you gone doolally, Tony? Plants don't need calories. Take no notice, Sergeant. He used to be quite normal.
Quite normal in this house?
I'm back again, Tony, love. Thank you.
Just look at my son. Cast one of your keen eyes upon him, or two, if you've a mind. Spaceship zoom out of him at all hours. He discusses warp factors over breakfast.
Warp factors, Mother. Warp.
He scribbles in the lavatory. Success is a terrible, terrible thing. He's even been in the Liverpool Echo.
There's no hope for me.
Spaceships, eh? I saw one once over Formby Sands.
Did you?
Formby isn't what it used to be.
It was enormous, big, and had lights all round it. He looked like a frisbee. No one believed me when I told him, but my dog's never been the same. He's taken to barking at lights now.
How close were you?
Well, very close. It hovered there in the sky for a while.
Magic. Could you draw it for me?
Aye, I could.
What happened next?
Well, it just took off. Hovered, waited, took off.
Do you have children, Sergeant?
No, madam. I keep budgies.
Oh, I like budgies.
What a wonderful experience.
Well, one bad for a Sunday afternoon. They can be dead boring Sunday afternoon.
Oh, no.
What's wrong, Mother?
It's Cedric. I forgot Cedric. In all this excitement, you'll be so upset. Excuse me.
Who's Cedric?
The parrot.
Oh, I don't suppose he can shed any light on this mystery.
I shouldn't think so. He didn't see the man.
Cedric's not in the habit of talking to strangers, Sergeant. Our Maud would never allow it.
Well, I'd best be off.
What about
the ambulance will take him, sir, don't you fear. He won't be clutching up the carpet any longer.
What ambulance?
Well, the one I called.
It's not here yet.
They're not that fast, sir.
I thought they were supposed to be.
Well, not for the dead, sir. No need to hurry, then. He's already gone where he's going.
Excuse me, Sergeant, but he might not. He might be hanging from the light.
You are?
No, he's not, Auntie. He's on the carpet.
His soul, dear. He might be making sure we treat him properly, with dignity.
We will, miss.
It's not me you have to convince, Sergeant.
All's right with the world.
Panic over.
Cedric's had his 11s on his fly round the kitchen. Oh, would you like some tea, Sergeant? I should have asked you earlier, but I'm not myself at all today.
I won't, thanks. I've got to get on.
Why are you looking up at the light like that, Vi?
I'm searching, dear.
Auntie Vi's worried that the man's soul might be hanging up there.
Oh, no. This is too much. We've got his body on the carpet, now his soul's hanging from the light. What impertinence.
That'll be the ambulance.
Make sure you take everything with you, Sergeant.
We deal in people and bodies, madam, not souls. I'll get the door.
Talk about bucking responsibilities. It's typical of everything nowadays. Will you stop looking at that light, Vi?
Well, I'm sure his soul's not lurking about, Maud. I was merely supposing. You have to suppose occasionally. It keeps the mind active.
Merely supposing with my nerves? You've no right, Violet Thistle. No right at all. What a relief that's over.
Are we going to put the flowered curtains back?
Tomorrow. We'll be somber for 24 hours. Oh. It seems only right. The damask napkins, Vi, do set the table properly. How many times
have I... Well, I just wanted to see if you were yourself again, Maud.
They're getting an odd sort in the police these days. Spaceships, indeed.
I won't be able to eat. That man dropping dead like that. Was such a shock.
Yes, not the sort of thing that happens every day.
Not even in this house.
And what about me? Do you think I'm immune? Life must go on in the midst of tragedy. Don't I know that more than most? Wasn't I left in the lurch after my honeymoon and me coming to marriage late? But I coped. One has to. It's not easy with my sensitive nature. I feel things so deeply my body expresses it. I'm a raging volcano of painful interior spasms, me. It's the way I'm made.
What's for lunch?
Morning, Auntie Vi.
Good morning, lovey. Oh, you do look pale.
I was up all night.
Scribbling away again?
I was consumed by worry about the corpse.
One egg or two?
Well, I'll just have muesli this morning.
Oh, it was good of you to stay the night. We were a bit nervy.
Where's Mother?
Oh, she's on the phone to our Ivy.
Good. I can have breakfast in peace.
She's been up for hours. Cleaning the silver, clearing out papers. The shock.
I kept thinking of the poor man's family.
Has he got one, dear?
I don't know, but if he has, I'll be upset. I think we ought to tell them personally, when we know.
Very upsetting, his death. Even when you're expecting it, it makes you think.
Mm. I wonder why.
It's so final, isn't it? No popping back for a chat. No change of address card dropping on the mat.
Why did he come here? It's haunting me. He said it was important.
He hasn't been gone long enough to haunt you, dear. It takes a while for them to get adjusted on the other side. They have to, like, settle in. Fill in forms too, I shouldn't wonder. Mm. And then there'll be the rules. Bound to be rules. How else do they keep them in line?
That Ivy. All she cares about is Eccles Cake and Emmerdale Hearth. No finer feelings like us.
She is the youngest.
Mother's afterthought. I wish she hadn't bothered.
Oh, Maud, you know you don't mean that. Your tongue, it just runs away with you at times.
Good morning, Tony. No kiss for your mother.
I refuse to kiss anyone with a parrot on their shoulder. Shut up!
See, Cedric? He's jealous of you.
Ridiculous. And he shouldn't be near the table. It's unhygienic.
I refuse to have a lecture on Listeria bacteria at breakfast.
And I refuse to have Cedric at the breakfast table.
Oh, what a grouch! What a grouch he is, Cedric, isn't he? On your bed, he's a good boy. You've hurt his feelings. He'll sulk all morning.
Parrots don't sulk.
Cedric does.
I was shaking like a jello all night. It took all my courage, and as you know, I have considerable, to go into that room this morning.
Have a cup of tea, Maud. It's a fresh pot.
I keep seeing him there. Then I found myself drawn to the light.
What light?
The overhead light. I was searching for foreign bodies. You never know, do you? He might have liked the layout of the room and chosen to stay.
Well, it's a nice room.
Haven't the paper arrived yet?
Our Ivy wanted to know if she could go to the morgue.
Why? Does she know the man?
I'll go and have a look.
Being married to that Henry's addled her brain. She's just nosy. And what have I always said about Southport?
What, dear?
It ruins folk. Think they're special because they've got a pier and a tide that's so far away you need binoculars to see the sea.
Did you ask around for tea?
I did not.
Oh, but Maud...
I remember her giggling in the background when my Howard Hollingsworth, who shall remain nameless in this house, never came back. I forget nothing.
It was over 32 years ago, Maud.
A mere drop in the ocean of time.
Well, she didn't mean it. She was flustered. We all were. It was such a shock.
How do you think I felt?
It's in the paper, the photograph.
Notoriety at North Crescent. I tremble at the injustice of it.
Relax, Mother. They're just asking if anyone knows this man. They don't mention an address.
Oh, thank God for small mercies.
He was quite a good-looking man. You'd never guess he was dead by the photo. I've seen worse in my passport. He just looked as if he's asleep.
Oh, no. Who's that? Tony?
Not me. I never answered the telephone before 3 in the afternoon. Summer always do.
Poor me with my nerves.
Do you think they'll come and tell us who he was, Auntie?
Well, it would be nice to know. Then I could put it in my diary. Mr. So-and-so died on our carpet today, instead of an unknown male person.
It's our Ivy. She wants me to look in the paper.
Why's that?
Something about the photo.
Here it is.
Oh, good God.
What is it, Mother?
Maud, are you poorly? Maud! She's gone all pale.
Mother?
It's your father.
What?
The man in the photo. It's your father.
Never. Let's see.
Oh, heavens.
It is Tony. Who'd have thought it? After all these years.
It will be quieter in here. Sit down.
Thank you.
Now, I thought you said you didn't know the gentleman.
I didn't. Don't. But he is my father. According to my mother, and she should know.
If she looked at the body, We wouldn't have to go through all this trouble.
God bless. No, I know she's mortified.
At least it clears up the mystery of what he was doing at your house.
Does it?
Well, he lived there, didn't he?
No, Sergeant. That may explain.
I wish you would.
That's a bad cold. You need lots of vitamin C.
This flu. Everyone's coming down with it.
Not at our house. We never get colds at our house. Germs wouldn't dare invade.
Now, about this...
Should you be at work?
I'll feel better with a story.
Well, my mother and father got married.
Oh, aye.
They went to Blackpool on their honeymoon. 2 weeks in the rain is how my mother describes it. They came back home. My father went out for some dolly mixtures for her and never returned.
Never?
Never. Except for yesterday.
What about you?
I'm the result of 2 weeks in the rain. Conceived in Blackpool. No wonder I've always been so odd.
Did he know about you?
How could he? He never got in touch. Vanished off the face of the earth.
Was he reported missing?
Yes.
And no one ever found him?
No. Isn't that strange?
In my experience, if folk want to stay missing, they do. He must have found out about you to come calling like that.
I don't know how. He hadn't had any contact with anyone in the family since he left.
Well, maybe he recognised you.
Doubtful. I don't resemble anyone except a camel with mumps.
Didn't you recognise him?
Well, how could I? I've never seen a photo.
Never seen a photo?
Never even had a description. Everyone closed ranks whenever I asked. Mother didn't want me knowing about him. He used to upset me, but... Well, you can do without anything if you have to.
He died of a massive coronary... Has he any family, apart from you and your mother?
Not according to mother.
May we assume that's the truth?
Oh, yes, mother does not indulge in lies.
So, his name was Howard Hollingsworth.
Howard Montgomery Hollingsworth.
Age?
Age? I've no idea.
Occupation?
I don't know that either.
A real mystery, man. Your mother will have to come and identify the body.
She's prostrate. She won't want to see him. She's never forgiven him. Well, Auntie Vi do. She recognised photo. Mind you, she's got this thing about the dead.
One of them will have to identify the body. Procedure.
I wish I could. He's my father and I can't identify him. Oh, what a mess.
I wish I'd never known my old man. Sometimes it's better being left in the dark.
Did you really see a spaceship?
Aye, I did.
Did you report it?
You are. You think I'm crazy?
I wonder why they came.
To look us over. That's why they took off, smartish.
Will they come again?
Well, they might.
Into space.
The final frontier.
To go where no one's gone before.
Clean air, silence, space.
Magic. Will you draw a spaceship for me?
I'll be glad to. I'll do it now.
Sergeant, would it be all right? May I see him?
The 5th of May entry. All cosy. No chance of him catching cold.
No.
Never been to the malls before?
No.
First time's allus worst.
Do people come more than once?
Not if they can help it.
Bless you. May I remove the sheet? Just a bit.
Oh, I best do. Want to make sure we've got the right one, don't we? Here, let me. We'll just tuck it under his chin here. There we go. Yeah, quite a prominent chin, isn't it? Know him, do you?
No, he's my father.
Oh, I like that. Subtle. You're a card of the quiet, aren't you?
I've never been a card in my life. I'm too lugubrious.
They're the best. Lugubrious cards. Don't know they're doing it. No strain. Just natural. Will you be all right if I...
Fine, thanks.
Goody gumdrops. I'll be like paint on the wall. Won't there one there? Itch!
Hello, Father. Dad. How are you? Oh, no, Tony, you can't say that. Man's dead.
Hello, Dad. Fancy us meeting after all this time.
Guess what? I'm Tony, your son. Staggering, isn't it? There are spaceships over Formby Sands, Dad. Isn't that amazing?
Now, Mother, we've got to have a funeral.
Over my dead body.
Not yours, dear. Father's.
Don't call him that. He was never your father.
There's the Thistle plot of land.
He's not going in there. I forbid it. Father would turn in his grave.
He might have to. We'll need the room.
I'll not have him in there. It's consecrated Thistle ground. There's room for our Ivy, Vi and me. No strangers will reside at that address.
What about me? Where was I going?
I always thought you'd be married with a family by the time of your death, and other arrangements would have been made.
Cremation, then? How did me... How did he feel about cremation?
It's not a subject for discussion on your honeymoon.
Well, you were engaged for 6 years. Didn't the subject come up once in all that time?
We didn't talk about such things when I was a girl. Not like nowadays. Talk about anything nowadays. It's not clever, it's mucky.
Death isn't mucky. Cremation isn't mucky.
What's wrong with a long engagement?
Nothing. I wasn't...
I wasn't the type to rush into things. I had to get to know him. These matters are extremely delicate for a woman. Or they used to be. Nowadays, they pick up with anything. You don't know where they've been.
Tell me about him.
No. Mm-hmm. I've told you before not to ask. He was a mistake which we will not dwell upon. Life goes forward, not backwards.
It'll have to be cremation. It's simpler. What about the ashes?
Not about them.
May I bring them home?
No, you may not. There's enough to dust around here without you bringing ashes in.
I'll take them to the flat.
Trust our Darlingsworth to do the wrong thing. He'd no business dying in our house without permission on my carpet just when I take an early retirement.
He didn't have time to ask permission, Mother. It was too quick.
That was one of his worst faults. He did everything too quick. Blink and it was all over. And now we have to bury him after nearly 33 years, just like him. Thoughtless man.
He was wearing well, Maud.
Wearing well? He died, didn't he? Put that photo away.
But he looked good, distinguished.
Have you been at the Guinness again? Has she? How many bottles have we got left?
I'm not counting Guinness bottles for anyone.
You were always a good lad.
Shut up, the pair of you! Can't you see how upset I am? My heart's in ribbons.
Oh, dear, why is that, Maud?
He was the only man I loved.
I thought you hated him.
I loved him before I hated him. I'm shattered. Shattered.
Mother.
It's no use. I'm going to bed with my hot water bottle and Winston Graham.
You ought to try an electric blanket, Maud. There's nothing like it.
Would you like a hot toddy?
Just a tiny one. Don't give her any.
Night-night, Maud, and I hope you feel better in the morning.
I shall never feel better. Sensitive souls like myself suffer constantly. That man came back to open wounds and plague me.
Good night, dear. I'll be up in a while with the hot toddy.
Come on, Mortimer. You're the only one who understands me.
Mortimer's a great psychologist.
She's not herself.
Oh, isn't she?
He hurt her very much.
Her pride?
No, not just her pride. She thought he was the bee's knees.
Why didn't they marry sooner, Auntie? Or are we going to have the Official Secrets Act?
We couldn't talk about him. Our Maud asked us not to. But I can now. Under the circumstances, strange and bizarre circumstances.
Auntie Vi.
Oh, was I digressing? You do, you know, when age comes upon you. It's something about cotton wool in the brain. Well, now, Howard Hollingsworth. He wasn't ready for marriage, so he said. And your mother, she wasn't one to push. Not in those days. She's had to change. Well, it's not been easy for her bringing you up on her own. We all offered to help, but she wouldn't have it, not in the beginning. Bit like a lioness with her cub. I think she was trying to prove something. Then when she had to go out to work, Mother and I stepped in. It was no trouble for us. You were such a good little lad. Maud had seen to that.
I wonder why he left.
It's such a mystery.
Did they have words?
Our Maud says not. He was as nice as pie.
Maybe she frightened him away. She frightens me sometimes.
She wasn't the same then.
Well, people don't change that much.
Oh, they do, dear. Life has a habit of distorting even the best of us.
What was he like, Auntie Vi?
Bit like a butterfly was Howard.
A butterfly?
Always flitting here and there. Did a bit of this and a bit of that. I always liked his smile.
And his eyes. Oh, he had sparkly eyes. No matter what time of the day it was. And he was so neat. Mother used to say if you blew on him, he'd vanish. And he did.
Was his head in the clouds too?
Oh, not just his head, all of him.
A father like a butterfly in the clouds. Mm. Should I be proud of this?
No need. You can invent him.
I frequently did.
You know, they weren't all saints in our day. Maud likes to think that, but it's not true.
Mm. What about you, Auntie?
Me? Well, oh, I wasn't curious. That's what does it, you know, curiosity. No, I preferred to listen and read about it and imagine. I'm sure I enjoyed it much more. Imagination's a wonderful thing.
It is.
You better get a hot toddy ready.
Yeah. Are you sure you don't mind identifying the body?
No, not at all, lovey, but, well, I won't stand too close, and I'll say it's him because I've seen the photograph. Hey, Tony, I'll ring our Ivy and we'll make a day of it.
Here he is, sir. This is our chapel of rest. I've done wonders for him. You wouldn't know him.
Well, I wouldn't anyway.
Pardon me?
It's nice in here.
Oh, we do our best. Our very best. We give style and distinction to our people. Not that they haven't any to begin with. We merely emphasise it.
Very commendable.
Was he an Amazing Grace, a Bridge Over Troubled Waters, or a traditional hymn man?
Eh?
We like to play music for them.
Oh. Well, silence, really.
Ah, so little of it about.
Bless you.
Thank you. We have had estimable people resting here in this establishment. Why, only last week we had an accountant, two solicitors, and a counsellor.
Did they give you any trouble?
Oh, no trouble at all. The families were awash, sir. So sad. Some don't come at all.
Is that bad?
No. They have merely accepted that their loved ones have already departed.
Do you believe in the afterlife?
I rather think not. We merely dispatch the dead. Their final destination is no concern of ours.
Isn't it?
You'll be more than pleased with our services, sir. Were you recommended?
The Yellow Pages, actually.
Oh, I see.
I haven't had a lot to do with death.
Very handsome man, your father, if I may say so. He had partaken of many professional manicures.
Had he?
Oh, it's so obvious when a man of his years has taken such wonderful care of himself. He'd spent a number of years in a hot climate, hadn't he?
Had he? I mean, how do you know that?
Oh, the skin, sir. Burnished almost all over. Excuse me. And his rings. They look foreign. I've laid them out here on our special red velvet cushion with his gold watch. I'm sure you'll be wanting to take them away with you. It would be a shame to let them go with the body.
Thank you.
I hope you don't mind my speculation, sir. One of my hobbies, speculating about the bodies in life. No harm to it.
I'm sure.
He didn't do any manual labour. What was his occupation?
He flew. He excelled at flying.
A pilot. We haven't had a pilot for a long time.
Do pilots live longer?
That's very curious.
Did you know there were spaceships over Formby Sands?
I'm sure you'd like to be alone with the elderly gentleman. I will be just a mere wall away, should you require my services. I must say, sir, I'm delighted you chose the roses. Nothing like roses for that special day.
Hello, Dad. It's me again, Tony, your son. Bit of a shock, eh? A son, my age. What can I tell you about me? I'm quiet, and I have good manners. I'm what you might call ordinary. Some people have such interesting lives. Bet you did. It's written all over you. I've had four books published, Dad. Magic. I sleep with them on my night table, so they're the first thing I see in the morning, otherwise I'd never believe it. Auntie Vi's always believed in me. Do you remember her? I love me, Auntie Vi. Love Mother, too, but, well, it requires effort above and beyond. Between you and me, I wish you wouldn't suffer so loudly. It's been like living in a casualty department. If you look at her sideways, she breaks out in agonizing pain. It's always agonizing pain, not slight or great. Agonizing. Why didn't you phone? Or write? An apology would have been nice. She'd have treasured that. Where have you been all these years? Why did you go? What you been doing? I loved you. The idea of you. See, it's hard growing up without a father. You feel lopsided, forever pointing one way, not knowing how to point both ways. That's why I write science fiction. In science fiction, you can redress the balance, make familiar things different, make them better. You'd no business coming back into our lives and dying. No business at all. Beat me up, Scotty.
Is that you, Tony? What are you doing in the dark?
Thinking.
You're always thinking, you. Give it a rest. Your brains will explode.
Can't you sleep?
Mortimer's taken all the duvet and I've got one of my agonizing pains.
Where is it?
In my shoulder blade.
Yeah. Let me give it a rub.
I don't mean to be difficult.
Yes, you do.
Is that why you got your own place? Because I can be difficult?
I told you. I want sex on tap. Can't have that living with you and Auntie Vi.
Give away you.
How's that?
Oh, much better. Thank you, love. How did he look? The man who died on my carpet.
Very good. Extremely well turned out by Ogden and Ogden. Undertakers of the best to the best.
It's good of you to pay for...
Oh, he's my father.
This. All this. It's made me think about him. I thought I'd stop for good in 1970, but now it's all come back, repeating on me like Brussels sprouts.
Was he really like a butterfly?
A butterfly? What are you on about?
Auntie Vi said he was like a butterfly.
Oh, trust her. More like a bee than a butterfly. He was always in a tearing hurry.
But not to marry.
Well, that's because he'd been married before and he didn't really take to it. I've often wondered if he ran away from her, too.
Well, I mean, wives dotted about England, lots of little Hollingsworths.
And abroad. He travelled a lot. Imagine.
I wonder why he came to the house.
Oh, suppose it was pure accident. I read one of your books, liked it, and came to tell you. Maybe he saw the portrait of my mother over the fireplace and recognised it.
And the shock killed him.
Mind you, he wasn't a great reader. I never saw him with a book in all the years I knew him.
He didn't like books?
Well, he liked to see them, but not read them. That's why I was so pleased when we couldn't get your nose out of a book.
You wanted me to be different?
Too true.
Is that why you always insisted I finish anything I started?
Yes.
Used to annoy me. No, now it makes sense.
You accept your responsibilities.
Yeah, you hammered that into me. I wanted to be carefree, but you were always there to stop me.
Carefree is for children.
Well, that was when I wanted to be carefree, when I had the excuse.
You were never a child. You were born a little old man with glasses.
Oh, these are his rings, Mother. And his watch. Take them. Look, go on, he owes you something.
I don't want them, Tony. You keep them.
It was a gold signet ring with an H on it. A topaz, diamond, and a ruby. A bit showy.
It could be. I was remembering... How strange. You can know someone so well and they look at you with stranger's eyes.
Tell me everything about him, Mother, please.
What good will it do?
I want to know. I'm tired of writing stories about him. When you don't know, your dreams stop me dreaming.
But you're my son. You might be Howard Hollingsworth's progeny, but you're my son. I carried you in my body for 8.5 months. I raised you, guided you, me.
All he did was some hectic activity on a rainy afternoon that left the bed shaking and me looking at the flowered ceiling and wondering what I was going to have for my tea.
You mean just once?
He was like that. His attention soon wandered. He was an odd one, that man I married. He was the only man I ever loved. I had this store of love and I gave it all to him. There wasn't any left for anyone else. I couldn't help myself. Silly woman.
Not silly at all.
I was afraid if you knew too much about him, you'd try to copy him. I didn't want to lose you. It's no good. That carpet'll have to go.
Mother.
I can't get over him dying here. One thing about death, it makes animosities and resentment seem so trivial. I can finally think of that man without hurting.
Tell me about him.
What do you want to know?
So, she told me. It took 4 hours, and I knew all about him. I felt bereaved, but not because he was my father and he was dead, but because he wasn't a hero at all. This man who died on our carpet, he was quite ordinary, full of flaws you could ride a bike through. I don't think we'd have got on. Worse than that, I don't think I'd have liked him. I knew I'd have liked her. I've wasted enough time wondering about you, Dad. You're not important. I am. And I've got me for life, so it's about time I sorted myself out. Bye now, Dad. Beam him up, Scotty.
Give us a hand with the new carpet, Tony. What do you think? Tasteful, isn't it?
Very nice.
I do like brown. I've always liked brown. When will you be taking the old one?
I don't think I'll bother.
Now, Tony, you must make up your own mind about your... that man.
My flat's too small to take the carpet. Hey, come here.
Oh, a hug! At this hour, and I didn't have to ask for it. Wait till I tell our Vi. Where are you off to?
I thought I'd go to Formby. Take a walk on the beach.
Looking for spaceships. Oh, honestly, Tony.
I'll keep looking at the sky.
You've been looking for spaceships all your life. You're as bad as our Vi. She does make forays into the Guinness, you know.
Doesn't do her any harm.
I haven't looked for a spaceship in my entire life.
It's always the first time,
Mother. I've got better things to do.
Come and walk. Look at the sky with me.
You used to say that when you were little. Come and walk, Mummy, you'd say.
And you never came.
I was too busy.
You can miss a lot being busy.
It'll take me 10 minutes to get ready.
Only 10?
Go on with you. 15, then.
In On the Carpet by Eve Ward, Tony was played by Martin Jarvis. Maud by Barbara Lott, and Vi by Pat Coombs. The sergeant was Martin Reeve. The morgue attendant, James Tomlinson, and the undertaker, John Branwell. On the Carpet was directed in Manchester by Kay Patrick.